previously on House Brew Heroes. The villains ascend to the surface of Fort Dogshead and met their Jurassic jailers. Grex got in a tussle with a fellow inmate and walked away with both his life and a knife. Tobias revealed his magical abilities to the warden and lost his heart to a beautiful pink stranger. Dow treated the squad and their mysterious cellmates to a story and a classic Piss Trump performance. Now the villains inch closer to their goal of releasing Malreth by gathering intel on the prison holding them captive.
Yo, guys, check out this cool guy over here!
What are you looking at over there?
Hey man, you look real cool. You want to be my friend?
I don't think so. I don't make any friends in here. I won't be in here for long.
So, can I do a perception check to see if he has, like, sparrow-like wings?
You can,
is this race or bird race?
They're a cockroach.
Make a perception check. You roll a 20, right?
Yeah. No, it was a non-natural 20, though.
Well, you notice that he's barrel-chested and looks very strong.
Guys, this guy's barrel-chested and he looks really strong.
I start flexing.
Make an intimidation. He starts flexing too. Everybody make an intimidation. It's time to flex off.
Does Tobias have to flex?
11.
He rolled a 19. So you guys are
that's
intimidated by his flex. He is a very big bird.
Whoa, he's big. He makes that skeleton asking for a set of keys from a dog right next to him look very small. Nice pants.
Big old Eric Cockra.
Oh right? Yeah, he's got some nice harem pants on.
All right, loves, it's time for me to go to bed.
Good night.
All right.
I
night, mate.
I know.
You got any rum?
No. Do you guys?
I got a deck of cards.
He could be a good friend of ours.
I look at the piss bucket with a raised eyebrow. I'm gonna try.
You can distill alcohol.
I'm gonna distill rum out of this piss.
I feel like that would be a multiple day.
Can I start the process?
You could definitely start the process.
Moonshine piss process?
Let me take a look at your character.
People used to drink buffalo piss and see God. I can do something similar.
That's true. I guess, and feel free to weigh in on this, would this be a survival, medicine, or nature check?
I would say survival.
Survival, yeah, that's... So why don't you go ahead and make a survival check for me, and you're going to make one of those every night for a couple nights.
Perfect. I'll do my first roll.
Let's do it right now.
18.
Ooh.
An 18?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Hey man, we don't have rum now, but we could get some in a couple days, then would you maybe consider being... friends?
Savvy.
Alright, night, bud. See you tomorrow.
This is like a children's book. Tobias makes friends.
Tobias goes to prison.
Yeah.
Tobias, I don't want to get my ass kicked because I'm in the same cell as you, so why don't you keep to yourself?
Tobias is hurt. Tobias is like, best friend Grex just yelled at me. Tobias crawls up onto the top of the bunk and he turns over away, faces the wall, and he just
cries himself to sleep.
Yeah, cries himself to sleep.
Dow smells weakness. Dow is torn between giving you a comforting claw, which is like a Pokemon move for me in my head, comforting claw.
Dow uses comfort claw.
Or
it's super effective.
Or knowing that you're weakened, I could definitely probably take an arm and you couldn't stop me. So I'm torn between that as I see him cry himself to sleep. And because I'm torn, I do nothing yet.
You guys went to sleep?
Yeah, I cried myself to sleep.
I got a big ball of fresh straw and fashioned a pillow out of it.
I sat in the corner.
Okay. Will you make a perception check?
Not very perceptive today. That's a 9.
Okay, so you don't notice anything. You think you might hear something scurry through the bars of the cell. Hieronymus Grex, will you make a perception check for me?
Ooh, 22.
You awake suddenly to see Canterbear the Swift, a small mouse man, pointing a dagger at your throat.
You son of a gun.
I'm gonna get ya.
I'm gonna make a strength check to grab the hand.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to grab.
You're gonna make a contest
hand
with him. He's
yeah,
gonna...
that he has the knife in. I'm gonna try to.
Okay.
Come grab him. Like, well, how tall is?
He's about 1.5 feet.
Okay. Oh no.
Critical one.
Ooh.
Here we go.
You hear it, but
don't care.
But to you, it could just be him turning over in his sleep.
Okay.
And like having a
bad
dream.
Sorry.
Or Tobias crying again.
yeah, yeah. Also, you hear Tobias crying above him, so you can't really make out what's happening. Tell me what your armor class is real quick.
18.
He goes to stab you with his knife, but it bends when it hits your chest.
A technical question, is he wearing his armor?
No, you're not.
Oh yeah, it's with my chest plate that it's set. Oh, so 16. Does burlap sack give me
even,
any
even
impression?
With a flat 10, it bounces off. This little mouse man, one would say that a character player running his life didn't roll well.
You see like almost like an x-ray of beneath the burlap sack, Grex's big muscly chest just deflect it. It kind of glow a little bit as it deflects the bend.
Will you roll a strength check for me real quick?
Yeah. That's an 18.
You see his chest flex together and grab the knife between his two pecs.
That's what I wanted. What I wanted is I envisioned that as really, really big man from Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh,
where
no.
He grab things with his
great
hands.
Reference.
Nice.
I'm really, really big man.
Really, really.
This is a very macho episode.
Yes.
There's so much machismo.
Okay, so you grab the knife.
Yeah, I grab it with my hand, and I'm gonna try to grab the mouse again with my other.
All right, make a dexterity check for me.
Another one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness, those dice do not agree with you, man. You go to grab him.
I'm doing the wrong one.
You like squeeze and he pops out of your hand and he scurries out of the cell.
And I have a knife again?
But you do have a knife now.
Oh no. Okay. Dad, did you see that?
What? No. What? Do I see him crying? I do. I don't know how he's done this for 8 hours.
He's really well hydrated. If I know anything about that kid, he likes to drink a lot of water.
He knows the color of his pee.
Yeah.
He knows the color of your pee.
He insists. He insists on looking.
He says,
I just want to make sure that my buddy is hydrated. Buddy system, guys.
That rat came into here. Came
what
into
rat?
Here. The rat. The that meatball mouse. I don't know. Maybe you didn't see that.
Meatball mouse.
I didn't see any meatball. If I saw a meatball, there'd be no meatball.
He tried to kill me. That meatball tried to kill me.
Did you do something?
I might have intimidated him out in the pit, but he came here and he slipped out just as quick as he came.
It's not enough to kill somebody. We all intimidate each other here.
I know, I was able to grab the dagger with my pectorals. It's very weak. There's a lot of intimidation going around here.
He's so strong.
Keep it down over there, Savvy. We have to dig in a few hours. I'm trying to get some shut eye. Right.
Sorry.
I try to go to sleep. I can't.
Whatever. I can defend myself. Just go back to sleep.
The hours pass. The suns rise in the air.
I have a quick question. What are we wearing? We're wearing these orange burlap sacks.
Yeah, yeah, orange burlap sacks.
Jumpsuits.
Like,
what's the pocket
they
situation?
They have pockets.
Like,
so two pockets sewn into the front.
No breast pockets or anything like that.
They're not just like a cargo pants jumpsuits?
No.
Cargo suits.
You have a breast pocket and a left and right leg pocket.
But no butt pocket.
No butt pocket. I mean, okay. You have your prison wallet.
All right, but that's the only butt pocket.
Well, yes, you have one butt pocket where you should put items that you really want concealed.
I put my leather worker's tools back up my butt, by the way. Whoop.
Grex like has like a really awkward moment where he has the knife and it's like big and it's like he's trying to put it into his pocket, But he says, like, the hilt is, like, just sticking out of the pocket. He's like, oh, I don't know.
If only there was a sheath so he could put it up his prison wallet.
Would it be small enough to go up a prison wallet?
You know, I'm 6'2", so I can...
It was a mouse man's dagger, so it's probably a little bit smaller than an average dagger.
Well, if he has trouble, my lizard hoo-ha can fit many things.
Oh.
But a full-on just stab.
What do you mean fit many a thing?
Meaning I lay eggs a lot, and they are big, so I can put things out my lizard hoo-ha.
Don't you think that putting a dagger up your lizard hoo-ha might be harmful to your lizard eggs?
I have so many lizard eggs.
Tobias,
take your word for it.
Tobias is now sitting there thinking, like, do lizards... Like, they lay the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have periods, right?
No.
Okay. That's what Tobias is sitting there thinking about.
I'm not going to asexually reproduce this time around. I'm just saying that, like, I have a lot of space because I lay very big eggs.
Could you lay one on demand, Tobias?
Could you put this dagger near Cloica?
It's a ceiling problem.
Can you lay eggs on demand?
No. I have to be in the right season.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So that one's out.
No, just put it inside of there. There's no egg in there, so there should be space.
It's a blade, Aronimus. Ugh.
Well, couldn't you, like, cover,
guys,
could you cover it?
Am I right?
You seem to be crafty.
Yeah, I'll,
what about
I,
the leather?
I can take the leather off of
yeah,
my
can we make
beautiful
a leather?
Rain drum.
Yeah.
I do. I wrap it in leather. I put it in my lizard hoo-ha.
You do?
I definitely have space in my lizard hoo-ha.
Make a dexterity check for me.
You do? 13.
All right, you get it up there, and you're safe so far.
Woo!
You got the dagger up into your cloaca, and...
It's wrapped in leather.
I'm just gonna let you know now, getting it back out is gonna be a lot harder, I feel, because, like, think about the hilt of that thing.
Let me look at that. Because I'm thinking about this like a vagina.
You need to get rid of your mammalian privilege and think about your reptilian reproductive system.
Yeah, start thinking about how it is to be a lizard person.
Vestigial. Preformed. Live that lizard brain.
See, when I'm picturing this dagger, I picture the hilt, like, jutting out to the left and right, like most classic daggers do. But I guess we'll say that the hilt of this dagger... For your benefit alone, is smooth.
You're very kind.
Unless you wanted to,
like, he's
pretend to be a man. You don't have to stick it all the way up. You could pretend to be a man.
Oh!
Just have a little bit.
No one would tell. No one would be able to tell. I look just like the male.
You just
lizard
hope nobody
throat.
Kicks you in the crotch, because then that could be go. That could go very.
That could be bad. But
it'd be nice to wag that thing around the pit.
Here's the thing. If I ever get these cuffs off, I can definitely get that out.
No way! I have magic, too! I say really loud.
Magic. Savvy.
Yeah, man.
I'll have to let Scabber know about that. Tobias, shh.
Yeah, Hieronymus and Tobias have magic.
Savvy.
Krogor, please, with other people, please call me Krogor.
Krogor.
No magic, Mr. No. What was your name again?
Sparrow. Jacked Sparrow. Why are you laughing?
Captain Jacked Sparrow.
Captain.
You're looking at his barrel chest as he's still flexing from across the room.
In response to those flexes, Grex starts to flex. And do a display.
Will you make a performance check for me?
Yeah. 14.
Sorry.
So, like, in opposition, his breasts go, like, up and down and sideways and back and forth.
like Johnny Bravo?
Yes. And then he's he's like spitting on them. To get a little, like,
then he's rubbing them in.
Yes.
Getting them real shiny.
Yes.
Savvy.
Tobias is uncomfortable 14. Again.
I'm just, you know, idly tapping my new metal lizard penis.
Gentleman part.
Okay, so that's up there hanging down like a little diddle dangler.
Yep. Tap, 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 tap with my little clawed fingers.
It's making metal clicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I know you're not used to one of those things, but generally we don't go around just tap, tap, tap,
yeah,
away on them.
Yeah, we don't just touch them ever.
Ever.
Said Captain Jack Sparrow from across the room. Savvy. The cell doors open up. The lift ascends from the fourth floor up to your floor, the third floor. And everybody is getting out of their cells and starting to file into the lift. How do you proceed?
I go
single file line.
Yeah. Is Ty there?
Ty the Tabaxi?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's opening. Yeah, he's opening the gate for everybody to get on.
Hey, Ty. Good morning.
Good morning. Ready to dig?
Yeah, we are, Ty.
That's great.
Oh, I love that guy.
All right, get in. He gets in, shuts the door, you ascend to the second floor. A lot of prisoners wearing orange burlap robes get on, and they stand silently. You ascend to the first floor, where you see the pink-haired human woman get on. And it ascends into the light, and everybody is led off at the top floor into the workyard.
So we're just out into the courtyard.
Yep, everybody is released out into the workyard.
Tobias immediately tries to set up next to the beautiful human we saw earlier.
Sure thing. As you're walking out and walking toward the pink-haired woman, you hear Earl yelling at you, "Dig out, you fools! Out! We're mining for minerals and expanding a facility here. You may even be sleeping in the hole you're carving out in a few weeks, so make sure you're thorough and kill any gosh darn critters you see in there." And he is handing out pickaxes and shovels. Is anybody going to go take one?
Yes.
I'm going to take a shovel.
I'll take a shovel.
You grab a shovel, you grab a shovel.
I'm going to take a pickaxe.
And you grab a pickaxe. Okay. And then you walk up next to the pink-haired woman.
Yeah, does she have a pickaxe?
She does have a pickaxe, yes.
I'll be like, hey, do you need somebody to shovel your pickaxe pile for you, hun?
Hun? Roll a persuasion check for me.
You're screwed.
It's an 8.
I've got it handled. Perhaps you can help one of those lizard people over there.
Okay. And he kind of puts his head down and walks away.
Dejected. Aww.
Confidence gone for the day.
Dal's gonna take another crack at this overseer.
Okay, Dal walks over to the overseer.
All right, now, you think you're better than me, but you're not. I want you to see that we have a true brotherhood here. Just because I'm behind bars doesn't mean that I'm not civilized.
Roll a persuasion check.
13.
He raises his eyebrow at you, ready to listen.
I do not take the dagger out of my hoo-ha. I thought about it, but I'm not gonna do it.
He raises his other eyebrow.
And I say, it's real nice to see lizard folk so respected around here. It makes my heart grow 3 sizes this day.
We don't respect lizard folk around here.
Hear, hear.
In fact,
damn it.
I bet you're starting to scorch under the sun with all those scales of yours.
It may not be egg laying season yet, but it will be. I give a real coy look over my shoulder.
Make a persuasion check?
17, so 19.
Earl's picking up what you're putting down, and he says, well, find me something interesting, and I might just let you dig at the bottom of the pit where the sun can't reach you. Nice and cool down there.
I do the customary lizard flirtatious gurgle.
He sticks his tongue out.
Disgusting.
And then I go and I start digging.
All right.
I'm getting us out of here,
you start
guys.
Digging. What are you guys doing?
Grex has a score to settle. So he is trawling the pit looking for that meatball mouse.
Meatball Mouse is nowhere to be seen. He doesn't seem to be there today.
Yeah, so after a lap or two, Grex doesn't see anything, so he looks for the biggest clod of dirt he can find.
Sure. You see a huge, muscly orc who has crazy scarification that makes him look like a reptile.
Gross. I don't have time for this. So Grex just like walks away and looks for an actual big pile of dirt.
You see him pulverize a giant brick with one swing of his pickaxe. Oh. It explodes into dust.
So when the orc smashes this rock and absolutely pulverizes it, the second that the mallet hits the block of dust, Grex flashes to the award scene, and right instead of the pit and dust, you see a dark battlefield with charred trees and just corpses strewn about, people hand-to-hand combat with axes fighting each other, and you see in the foreground an orc similar to the size of the scaly beast smash down on a human's head, and the human's head Gallagher style just goes everywhere like a watermelon, and then Grex flies back to the pit.
Whoa. What a flashback. That's some heavy shit.
Grex spits on the ground that walks away to go mine.
Excellent. You walk away from the giant orc.
Tobias has been doing that thing where, like, he's standing next to those people that the pink-haired lady had mentioned to earlier. And he's, like, he's got his back to them, and his eyes are just trained on her. And he's kind of, like, haphazardly just kind of like scooping dirt and then putting it into a pile right next to the pile he's scooping it out of. He's not even looking, and he's just talking to the people. He's like, isn't she wonderful? And like scoops up and puts it around.
One guy, he's just a dwarf, goes, oh, Crystal?
Crystal, what a name.
Yeah, she used to be a hairdresser.
She could dress my hair any day. And I keep scooping, and I'm just like, still.
Sure, will you roll a d20 for me?
Eight.
With an eight. You don't find anything interesting during your digging, and you're going to just work straight through to the lunch break.
Cool.
Dow, what are you up to now?
I started scooping with the shovel, and then at some point I devolved to just scratching and digging like I used to when I was captured at the circus, and I used to try to dig out of my cell all the time. I just kind of revert to these tendencies.
Oh.
So I just started just like wildly digging.
Will you roll a d20 for me?
The claws. 10.
You also find nothing, and you work until your lunch break.
All right.
Grex, you taking a swing at any rocks?
Oh, yeah.
All right, roll a d20
for me. Mighty pickaxe with two hands. That's an eight.
You find nothing, and you work straight through to your lunch.
Sweaty.
Lunchtime.
Ding. We are sweaty.
Grex finds Tobias.
Okay, you find Tobias. You're all shuffling toward the lunchroom.
So what do you think?
I don't know. What does your new friend think, Grex?
What?
I've seen you and new roomie. All right, you have a new best friend, Grex, don't you?
Dow?
Yeah, new roomie.
Devin, but I don't know if we're exactly friends. I really wouldn't consider anyone friends, including you. Definitely not.
Oh, whew. Tobias definitely didn't hear that last part. All he heard was the first part. He said he didn't think you and Dow were friends. So it's like, whew. So glad you said that, Grex. I was worried. Anyway, what's up?
I don't know. It's just these people. This
real
bubble,
nice,
that
right?
Bubblegum girl hair.
That. Oh my God, Crystal. Whew. Isn't she amazing?
I don't know her.
I mean, what do you need to know? Just look at her. She's amazing.
All I know is that she was cryptic.
And amazing. And Ty? This guy's great. Ty, Crystal, me, you, new roomie. I can stay here forever.
Listen, it sounds like you've had a wonderful time here at camp, but I don't have my throat slit last night.
It's not camp, Grex. It's a prison.
Okay, so you can see that.
You enter the lunchroom. You see four wooden tables in the center of the room. And toward the back, you see a window where prisoners are lined up grabbing trays and having some kind of slop plopped down just directly on the tray. No bowl, no plate, no nothing. Just right on the tray.
I get in line.
All right.
Dao is making this face that I'm making in real life where I'm like curling my lips back because that does not look good. And Dao is a real big lizard that needs to eat a lot of meat. Not gonna go well.
So you guys are in line waiting to get your slop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guard at the door. You see that giant orc at a table in the far right corner. You see Crystal sitting at the table opposite of him. And you see other prisoners just going about finding their seats and waiting for slop. Still just waiting in line?
Yep, just waiting in line.
All right. The slop is plopped on your tray from a clawed hand that just reaches out the window and plops it on. Behind you, you hear a crash and you see the giant orc slamming Crystal through a table.
Hands off of my Crystal!
Thanks for listening to this episode of House Brew Heroes. Thanks as always to Colin Simon for our theme song and soundscape. Remember to rate and subscribe on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. It really helps others find us. And if you like what you heard, tell a friend. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at House Brew Heroes, or email us at housebrewheroes@gmail.com. Thanks again.
ASMR. Make a constitution saving throw. Mind. You have a mind that can track time. Increase your intelligence score by 1 to a maximum of 20. You always know which way is north. Ooh. That's a critical 0.